Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In the midst of election cycles, legislative cycles, and constitutional challenges to everything that we hold dear, there's one bright spot that happens every March and gives me hope for the next generation. It's called Teen Pact, roughly equivalent to Boys and Girls State, but from a Christian worldview. Each year, students 13 to 18 years of age descend on the Montana Capitol to find out about government firsthand by living the life of a legislator, attending committee hearings, analyzing campaign finance reports, and electing their own Teen Pact governor and senators. They spend an entire week meeting with Montana's top leaders, including governors, senators, representatives, and Supreme Court justices, all in an attempt to better understand government and how it impacts our lives. But lest you think this is just some boring government class, think again. Students have so much fun that they come back year after year. Yes, we discuss civil government, God's Word, and the political philosophies of the Founding Fathers, but we also spend time touring cultural sites, playing ultimate frisbee, and developing lifelong friendships. It's also important to point out that Teen Pact is not meant to train up the next generation of politicians. We believe that God has a unique plan for every student who attends, and the goal of Teen Pact is to sharpen those life skills necessary for each student to succeed at whatever it is that God is calling them to do. Whether it's public speaking, critical thinking skills, virtuous character, or a strong and effective prayer life, Teen Pact students are given the skills necessary to succeed. One example was a young man who asked a Supreme Court justice if he believed in moral absolutes. That's a pretty insightful question for a 16-year-old, but these students are taught to think at a level far deeper than their peers. The justice answered yes and then took several other questions that were just as challenging. After class, when we were alone, the justice said that never before had he been challenged on an intellectual level by high school students. And I thought to myself, if we were able to bring these young people up to the point where they're able to challenge a sitting Supreme Court justice on an intellectual level, then we're doing something right. As I said, just being around these bright, energetic young people gives me hope for the future. This year's Teen Pact class runs from March 5th through 9th in Helena. For more information or to register, go to teenpact.com or call our office. At Teen Pact, their motto is changing lives to change the world. Come and join us. On another note, I'd encourage you to buy a Montana Family Foundation license plate if you haven't done so already. It's the plate with the American flag, the eagle, and our nation's motto, In God We Trust, across the bottom. These plates are becoming so popular that our daughter saw one on a car in California last week. The plates are attractive, and for every plate purchased, the Montana Family Foundation receives $20. We've even had companies put them on all of their fleet vehicles because they send a strong and clear message. In Montana, it's in God that we trust. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.